My as the cook and Cook and Baker, my other assignment would have been on was on a 20-millimeter gun, and we used to get called to those. Well, when we were in Saipan, every night was supposedly a raid, they would say, from the other side, and we'd get called to the gun to stand by, and then we'd never got to fire them. But.
So there'd be a threat in the area?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you do when you were called up to the gun? Would you, or were you passing along ammo to the gunner?
My job was second loader, and then I had the Navy Armed Guard, of course. They were the gunner and the loader, and so they did all the stuff, and we were just stand by in case we were needed. If something happened to the second loader, that would just, you stood there with your life jacket on and your helmet and wait for the Navy Guard to tell you what to do if they needed it. We'd fired 20 millimeters in boot camp, so we knew all the basics of them and everything. Those in the 3-inch, we had a 3-inch 50 usually on the bow and a 5-inch 38 on the stern. And we had practice in all of those, but.
Yeah. But there's never any need to use them.
No. Again, at sea, if you, if the skipper saw something that was not quite, you know, maybe it was a piece of floating debris, but they weren't sure, and you could call to the gun. Sometimes in the middle of the night, if some lookout spotted something. Or,
yeah.